is Star Report with Sasha Star.
Sasha Star, what is happening with the beautiful people?
We didn't get to cover this yesterday, but Demi Lovato is in hospital.
Yes.
In case anyone hadn't heard. Really, really terrible story. She's always been very open about her struggle with substance abuse. She's been in rehab quite a few times. And very recently as last month, she revealed that she had broken her sobriety. She'd fallen off the wagon after 6 years. And it prompted her to write a song called Sober. Now...
Oh, so she wasn't going to let it go?
No. She's very, very open. And I think the reason she does it is because she knows many other people struggle with substance abuse. And she uses it in a way to make herself an example of her strength as well and to encourage others. That said, on Tuesday afternoon, she was rushed to hospital after suffering an apparent overdose. At the time, it was said that the drug was heroin. A lot of other claims have come about, some saying crystal meth. Nothing actually confirmed. She wouldn't tell paramedics what she had taken when they asked her. So what they did is they just gave her a type of medication which treats all overdoses. And she was responsive in hospital, awake. Her family obviously requesting privacy at this time, but a lot of love pouring in for her. So Ariana Grande tweeting out, "I love you, Demi Lovato." Her ex-boyfriend, Joe Jonas, who's still her friend, saying, "Like all of you, I'm thinking of Demi Lovato right now. She needs our prayers and support. We all know how strong you are, Demi." Lady Gaga saying, "We should all wrap our arms of love around Demi Lovato. I'm so happy you're alive. Thank God. If I know my monsters as well as I believe I do, we all wish you self-compassion and inner peace, and may you receive the love so many have for you." So really beautiful messages coming through, a lot of
Except there's a bigger picture here. Can I just step in, Sasha? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
She was with people who keep this drug Naloxone. It goes under the brand name of Narcan. And what it is, have you ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Years ago.
You know when that chick overdoses and they take that biggest syringe and they stick it into her heart?
Yes.
That's Naloxone or Narcan.
These
people had it on hand. Sure. And that's why she didn't die. Now, how can you call yourself friends if that's what you're going to do with somebody who you know is a drug addict? Like, she needs to change her friends. She needs to go to the people who are offering her hugs and not drugs. Seriously.
But I think she is going to return to rehab now, which I think is a very positive move.
Yeah.
Obviously, when she's been discharged from hospital, I think. I think, though, that the love and care that she's getting from whichever sector is important at a time like this. Other news happening in Hollywood.
Mm.
So many reboots. I can't keep track anymore.
What's a reboot? What do you mean?
So we've had Roseanne, which ended.
She was booted. It wasn't even a reboot.
Just
booted.
Well, the series was ended 10 years ago, and then earlier this year they revived it with the season 11. Mm-hmm. The same happened with Will and Grace. That also had a 9th season. We're waiting for a 10th. Murphy Brown is coming back.
With Candace Bergen.
Yes, so many series are being rebooted, revived. Buffy the Vampire Slayer as well.
Are they out of creative?
I think so, yes. That's the shortest answer. I think so.
Well, Liva, why do you think it's being rebooted?
I never watched any of them. I'm listening.
You never watched them the first time around? This is all new for you?
No.
You get to see Murphy Brown first time around?
No, if I missed it the first time, why?
Why go back there?
No, I watch things, more action, 24, that kind of thing. No.
Do you ever watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Reboot.
No.
You don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Never did.
Gosh, do you, Sasha?
I don't.
But you've got Netflix.
I do. But I'm choosy. I'm discerning.
No, you will love it.
You know what I watched?
You will love it. You remind me of the police captain.
You know, oh, wow. Oh. I need to see it.
Look, you do
I
need
watched,
to see it.
I watched Person of Interest. I watched The Blacklist, Shooter.
Please go watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I like Lupus Choices.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the and Blacklist. You know what?
Yours is a bit okay, I'm sorry to say.
I mean, it's Cass, life is too short to watch a bad series on Netflix.
No, that's honestly true. What's that other one? Black Mirror. What's it? Black Mirror?
Black Mirror is
Love
creepy
Black
and
Mirror.
Excellent.
No, it is brilliant.
That said, mm-hmm. a show that is very likely to be rebooted is Frasier.
Ugh. Frasier? Okay, I'm quite excited about
you
it.
Are you?
I loved it.
About who? The show or the some
the
character?
Show.
I loved the dog.
Eddie.
No, man. The,
and
the
his brother
dad
Niles.
Was also amazing.
And the chair. That
okay,
he wouldn't
the chair
get
was so, a whole character.
So the problem now, by the way, it's not confirmed. Discussions are taking place between Kelsey Grammer and CBS.
How old is he now? He must be about 80-something.
Kelsey Grammer, I think he's in his 60s.
Oh, really? Oh.
So it could still work because he did look old back then.
It was just a very, very long time ago.
who's the lead guy in Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer. Okay. It will be quite different, though, because firstly, they're looking at setting it in Chicago, not Seattle. And this is because, if you remember the finale, you might remember, Lindy, mm-hmm. he actually moved to Chicago. He followed his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
The problem, though, is that John Mahoney, who plays his father, died in February. So a lot of people are upset and saying, how could you possibly do Frasier without Marty Crane?
And what about the dog?
Because the dog, dad was...
And the chair. Dog. Who's going to sit in the chair?
The dad was such an amazing... Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you, Sash.
You're welcome.
I hope you didn't get us all excited for nothing. This is for Demi Lovato. Our advice to you.